Good morning, it's Wednesday, June 22nd. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Summer is coming. At least for this weekend. And like a fast sports car, it's going from cool to hot in the blink of an eye. Olympia's meteoric climb will begin Friday with a high of 78. Saturday's high is forecast for 81 degrees in Tacoma and 85 in Olympia. Sunday's highs will be 83 and 89 respectively. The news said Tuesday that Puget Sound area residents will face a moderate heat risk on Saturday and Sunday. People who might be sensitive to heat are urged to stay out of the sun, keep cool, and hydrate. Laborers and the elderly are especially at risk. New meteorologist Carly Kovacic said this spring ranked as the eighth wettest since record-keeping started at SeaTac Airport in 1945. It also ranked as the fifth coldest in the last half-century. Kovacic said temperatures should return to normal sometime next week. The decades-long Interstate 5 carpool lane construction project though Tacoma will soon be over, but there's still some more driver pain to get through. The State Department of Transportation said the $1.4 billion I-5 and State Route 16 high-occupancy vehicle project is on track for a July opening. A total closure of northbound I-5 lanes will occur over two consecutive nights Friday and Saturday. A detour will be in place. The closure between Interstate 705 and Port of Tacoma Road is needed to reconfigure northbound lanes. When it's finished, northbound I-5 will have four general travel lanes instead of three from SR 16 to 5. The full closure, weather permitting, is 11 p.m. Friday, June 24, until 6 a.m. Saturday, June 25. Then it's 11 p.m. Saturday, June 25, to 7 a.m. Sunday, June 26. Northbound I-5 will close at exit 133. Drivers will detour to I-705 and then to SR-509. They'll return to I-5 at Port of Tacoma Road. Eastbound SR-16 drivers traveling to northbound I-5 will use the same detour. What's become a controversial warehouse proposal in South Tacoma is slowly making its way through the city's permit process. Bridge Industrial filed construction permits last week for Building A at 517,042 square feet, Building B at 957,726 square feet, Building C at 661,523 square feet, and Building D at 332,295 square feet. It listed an anticipated start date for each building as April 2023, but those dates are subject to the permitting process. The company purchased nearly 20 vacant parcels in the South Burlington Way area last year from BNSF Railway for $158.3 million. Its plans call for a roughly 2.5 million square foot, state-of-the-art industrial site, consisting of four buildings along with 20 acres of trailer storage space. Since the city's public notice in February of the project, objections have grown, with many city council public comment or community forum discussions segueing into vocal warehouse opposition from residents. Project opponents are focused on the estimated truck traffic, potential problems with impervious surfacing as it relates to a city aquifer, and environmental concerns of development happening on a Superfund site, among other issues. A man accused of lighting six fires in Tacoma last year, including one that badly damaged the office of a Catholic parish, is facing civil commitment. A court found 20-year-old Cameron Riley Prater incompetent to stand trial, and charges against him were dropped. Prosecutors said he lit the fires in a 10-block-by-6-block area of the city October 23 through the 25th. Charges were dismissed June 9 after a 90-day commitment to Western State Hospital failed to restore his competency. A psychological evaluation found it was unlikely that further treatment would help Prater to the point of restoring his capacity to proceed to trial. No one was hurt in the fires Prater is accused of setting. Most were small, but the largest of them significantly damaged an office for St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Parish, causing the roof to cave in. Six figures down the drain. The driver of an exotic British sports car fled the scene of a wreck in Tacoma when it slammed into a guardrail. This happened Monday night on eastbound State Route 512, on the exit ramp to Portland Avenue. A photo shared from the scene showed a 2020 McLaren 600LT lodged under a guardrail, with its driver's side butterfly door open. According to Car and Driver, the vehicle's price starts at $259,000. The manufacturer's website says the McLaren 600LT can reach a top speed of 204 miles per hour. Washington State Patrol troopers said it's unknown if anyone was injured in the collision because the driver left before they arrived. What caused the crash is also unclear. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT Offers for more information.